Ludwig van Beethoven lived in Vienna from 1792 until his death in 1827. That is 35 years. And in these 35 years, he moved house no fewer than 68 times. So on average, he only stayed half a year in his new place after every move. Sometimes the new digs were old ones, because he often returned to some of his old apartments. Beethoven was anything other than a comfortable fellow lodger. He was difficult and fiery, and he was also loud, with increasing age ever louder, since the first signs of hearing impairment were with him at the age of 24 and became worse and worse until, at the age of 49, he was completely deaf. On the other hand, it was not so unusual at that time to give notice to quit before summer and to move into the country for a couple of months with one's entire furnishings, usually fairly humble anyway. Actually, Beethoven had an even worse understanding with his housekeepers and his cooks than he had with his landlords. He was very mistrustful of them, pedantic and extremely stingy, although no one could have been less capable of a regulated household than he himself. The last door Beethoven ever entered through can be seen here at all events, the door to the apartment where he died. Beethoven was a vehement Republican and a sympathizer of the French Revolution. He even dedicated his third symphony, the Eroica, to the young Napoleon Bonaparte. But then he destroyed the title page containing the dedication, burning with rage, when Napoleon had himself declared emperor in 1804. Nevertheless, he wanted to accept a call to the court of Napoleon's brother, Jérôme Bonaparte, in Kassel in 1808. The Vienna Friends of Music were enraged, and Archduke Rudolf, Prince Lobkowitz, and Prince Kinsky paid Beethoven a high annuity for life, only so that he should remain in Vienna. Beethoven's political views were well known, also to the police. In the end, he made them known loudly at every opportunity. But he was tolerated, either because he was a genius, or because people took him to be a crank.
Beethoven conceded a single privilege to his noble sponsors. He gladly dedicated one or another of his works to them and made them immortal. For example, his piano pupil, the Austrian Archduke Rudolf. Apart from that, he insisted on remaining free and independent of the nobility. But for a time, he was dependent on money from the aristocracy. Otherwise, he would never have been able to leave his hometown of Bonn to study in Vienna. Nevertheless, his pride wouldn't allow him to be bought. "Prince, what you are through chance and birth. What I am because of me. Princes there have been and will be thousands, but there's only one Beethoven." Harsh lines directed towards Prince Karl Lichnowsky. The prince had impolitely urged Beethoven to play something for his guests.